We'll call the emergency special meeting to order pertaining with the lift station on Jacob Street, roughly 8:30 on the 5th of August. I guess we've got some concerns as to what we're going to have to do before council meeting to get approvals here, because we've got to go forward and get it fixed.
So the biggest thing, if people aren't aware, the whole panel, including the meter, transfer switch, electrical panel, was all taken out. PI accident on, or property accident on July 31st.
Pretty fast Thursday.
Happened around 6:15, somewhere in there. So basically, we have the current panel just kind of laying down and pieced together just good enough where we can have the generator hooked up. Yet we're running the generator about every 3-4 hours to keep the grinder station pumped down. I think we're looking at 1, possibly 2 weeks for a new panel to be put together. We are working on to have Rob's electric was out today to set up a temporary setup.
Okay.
So we're hoping Excel can come out. I'm hoping tomorrow. They're supposed to get in contact with me tomorrow morning to get that lined up.
So we won't need a generator then?
Right. So once they get it hooked back up, then we'll at least have power going to the grinder station again. So I'm hoping that cross my fingers that we get that done tomorrow. So so they'll come out and set up a temporary meter and a hookup. And then once we get the panel in, then they'll hook it up.
Well, that would be Rob's.
And Rob's can take care of the rest from there. So that's kind of where we're at. I guess some of the questions, reason to call this meeting is, we've got to order up a new panel.
Okay.
It's going to be a new transfer switch, obviously, and a new meter. So some of the discussion is basically who's going to take care of everything. We're just going to have one person take care of everything. The other things is cost. I didn't get nothing from Mike, so I don't have an estimate as to what the cost will be.
I do.
Oh, you did?
He sent me a text. He knows, Mike knows exactly what's going on. He's seen the thing down there, and the official expedite can, he said for no more than $15,000, he'll take all the stuff out of there that has to be taken out so he can put in new PVC underground, new wiring that has to be done, supply the panel, and re-landscape it with the crushed rock for no more than $15,000. The only additional cost would be a transfer switch from Rob's and have them hook the AC up. We'll take care of everything.
So the costliest part is the panel then?
The panel's included in that. Okay. And the thing to mount it on, and to dig all the gravel out of there so Greg doesn't have to do it, I'll dig all that PVC out that's underground because that's got to all be replaced, and all the wiring from that little box in front of the well or the pit, that's got to be replaced. And he'll do all of that, and the whole works for $1,500. I think it's a deal.
I forgot to ask him, but I just want to make sure that, we're putting back what was there, nothing more.
No, he knows that. Okay. He's a little over there.
Just because otherwise,
Well,
we put the Cadillac version in there. Insurance is only going to pay for what was there, existing.
They'll pay.
And they're probably going to depreciate. They're going to try and come in and depreciate it.
Well, they'll try to depreciate it, but they should pay replacement costs. I mean, if the stuff was built 30 years ago, obviously they're going to depreciate it enough.
They got to do at least replacement costs. Yeah. But, we had the Volkswagen down there. They're not going to pay for the Cadillac version, so.
No, I'm sure that they're not going to do that, but they got to pay a reasonable market value, whatever is reasonable, what was there to get it to where
it
was.
Yeah, back to kind of normal, what was there. So
I guess the concerns are, do we just want to have Mike take care of it? There was some talk about others, helping out and doing some stuff, or do we just want to have one person, they take care of it, get it done? The other things we wanted to talk about is, I want to keep it, do something that's aesthetically nice, set up nice, nothing too big, because you got to remember you got two lots there to consider, But what I would like to see is, instead of it set right even with where the cover is, that we set that all the way to the back where the back cover is. So one, it's out of the way more. Two, I think it helps for snow too, and snow isn't piled up against there, or what, and it's a way, the other things, it doesn't have to be decided now, but another thing we talked about was putting barrier type posts in there, so but that's up to council whether they want to go to that extent.
That
to try
would
to
be
prevent.
Our own expense.
Right.
And Mike is aware of that because you and I talked about that day, and from the, where that thing is with the cover on that Jeremy's talking about, north to where that timber is, that's 5.5 feet. So he's looking at probably a 5-foot panel. So that will give us 6 inches between the pit and the thing that opens up and where the panel is, and his panel will be on there, and there'll be room for the transfer switch and the electric meter and
so that's comparable to what was tore down. You know, I've walked and driven past there, but I've never paid attention really what it looked like.
It sounds to me like Mike knows what he's doing and knows what needs to be done. I say we'd let him take care of it, but that's just my opinion.
Greg, what do you have to throw in on this?
I'd say let him go for it. That's what needs to be done. I mean, if we end up putting standards in the front and throwing them on concrete, that's going to be ours.
Right.
You know? And that's something that I can do at a later date.
Yeah. Now, this panel is talking going behind where the timbers were?
On the back side of the timbers.
Okay.
We're just going to move everything back. It's one of the things when you blow snow, especially like this year with all the snow, I'd have to shovel the thing out because the snow always ended up against everything.
Okay.
Where if we move that back 2.5 feet.
Yeah, it's going to be at least that.
Yeah. It's
closer to 5 feet. Because that's about, when you say minus the box that's there with the lid on it, that's probably about 5 foot square.
Yeah. Like I said, it's going to gain us 2.5 feet if we put it to the back of the thing, which will still be, you know, like it's looking around. I mean, there's a water service back there, and there's also a sewer back there.
So yeah, right behind you.
I mean, you can see the water thing there, but there's a sewer service that runs underneath there, too, so you can't just take and grab a post in there.
Right.
I misspoke here. Here's what he sent me. Dick, my not-to-exceed number of 16,000, not 15. Let me know if you have any questions. And so I sent back for everything, panel, landscaping, and everything we talked about except wiring. Rob's will do that. You will wire whatever needs to be wired between your equipment and the panel, right? Yes, correct. Everything but the power to the panel.
Everything but power to the panel. That includes transfer?
No. Transfer switch. That's what Rob's does.
That's Rob's. So that's another.
So do we have to buy a new meter or don't?
No, meter Excel. Supplied by Excel.
Okay. But the box, we got to, that we got to buy.
So $16,000 is the maximum cost, and he'll do all the landscaping and take care of it. And he has a landscaping company that he deals with.
And when can he get started?
Well,
he has to order the parts.
He has to order the panel, and that's going to be like Jerry
said,
1 to 2 weeks. Okay. But, I mean, he can get going on that, you know, as soon as you get him to go ahead.
Well, it's got to be done. I mean, it's something that's city function.
Do you have to do anything with the insurance company? You tell them first or what? Or just get it done or what?
Do they require any other?
Either he pays for it or turns it into insurance.
If we send a bill, we ain't worried about anything like that.
That's up to him whether he wants to turn it into insurance or not. It's his bill to pay.
That's where I put the fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Well, I know Bob said you wanted to get this meeting over fast, so I'll make a motion we go with Mike's company for not to exceed $16,000 to do the whole job.
I'll second that, depending on what Rob's is all. But we also got to talk about what Rob's is going to charge to hook the electricity up. Do we need to get a bid from them, or do we just say get it done?
We just get it done.
It's probably hard at this point to bid, because they probably won't know either how much time it's going to be.
He was out there for 2 or 2.5 hours that night. Make things up and going, so we put it on with the generator, and we were offered a day to put in a temporary, and then once Mike gets his stuff up, then that stuff got to be moved, you know, and then XL will have to probably come out and disconnect and reconnect again. So
motion has been made and seconded to go, now this Mike's, what's his business
name? North Star Pump.
Okay, so that's the one out by Lakeville?
Yes.
Okay, I've been there. So, motion has been made and seconded to approve or have Mike's with North Star Pump to do more or less the complete job, less the transfer switch.
And hookups.
And hookups.
Electrical.
Which Rob's electric will be doing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Just one tidbit that I want to touch base. Just like with the fire hydrant I talked at last council meeting, I'm sitting down with our insurance agent, and I want somebody from, I'd like someone from the league to come out. Because they're saying this isn't covered under our mobile property, because it's considered out in the open. So anything out in the open, we don't specifically have it listed in our insurance, it's not covered. So like our plant panels like that, not covered by insurance. Hydrants, not covered by insurance. I've talked to other cities, most cities don't insure their hydrants. So this is something council's got to consider. What are the chances of these freak accidents happening? Well, this year, pretty good, but normally we normally don't have these
it's
issues. But it's something for council, for the
up.
Council meeting to consider what we all want to cover. So I'm meeting with them tomorrow morning also to go over and make sure, because I did this about 3-4 years ago, and it seemed like we had everything was covered. Then, of course, something always comes up, and it's not covered.
Well, it's things you don't think of.
Well, we had everything covered but the water tower, I thought, you know, at that time when we redid this 3-4 years ago. But now I want to sit down again. I'll get some estimates on what this cost would be. But the other thing I found out, our flow meters, not covered. So there's a clause that the league allows, and I'm going to ask council if it's their wishes. I think it's in our best interest to pursue this. They have what they call an errors and omission in their policies. So if you forget something that you didn't know about, they allow you to date it back and pay the premium for the year to get the coverage. They'll take care of the claim, but they only pay out 90% of it. Well, 90% is better than us fitting the whole bill.
How much is the bill and what is our insurance premium?
Well, I'm going to find that out, get that all put together, and have that for next council meeting so we can weigh that.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of upset a little bit because we do pay a premium for water and sewer, and I want to define what are them premiums covering then.
Nobody's going to hit a pipe
because usually they've changed how they do the insurance too over the past couple of years. Usually what they did is they went by payroll, and then you paid a certain premium based on your payroll and a few other factors, and you had things covered. But I want to make sure that we have all bases covered so the council can sit down and say, nah, for that we don't feel we should cover that. Okay, that price, yeah, we should cover it. So I want to make sure, you know, I apologize, kind of an oversight on my part that I didn't catch, but I want to make sure moving forward here that I sit down with council and everybody knows what we should cover and what you feel we shouldn't cover.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think you should blame yourself because if you buy insurance, you know, you
figure what the policies actually cover and then what we need to get covered, what we decide to get covered, and then once you get that information, then we'll just have to discuss it then.
Right. You know, and then at that meeting, we have to discuss if we want to pursue that based on what the premium would be, you know, to go back to get coverage for them flow meters. That's not going to be cheap.
I mean, yeah, it's an odd way of doing.
You know, just quick update on the insurance stuff. Dan Edwards, they've settled. He signed off. They paid him the $10,000 no fault. So we're done with that one on 490 Brad Street. The other one, Concerts. I know his bill was over $10,000. He's stating, but they're only going to pay $10,000. They're saying that's all they're covering. That's the coverage we have. They're saying the city's not liable, so it's not falling under our liability insurance, saying that we've done enough to try to rectify the situation down there. So they're only paying $10,000, so we're going to have a little bit of a upset resident when I relay this information. But I have tried to see why 2 years ago when they had this, they paid for everything. Now they didn't. Now they're saying, well, you put a generator down and you did this. You guys have done your duty to, so we don't feel you're liable as an act of God. So now they're only paying the $10,000. So I noticed he left a message tonight, so I'll call him back tomorrow morning and see what happens. But I don't know what else we can do. I mean, their only other option is probably to take us to court on it.
Well, and you don't want to see a resident upset, but I mean, you've got to understand that this has been a very unusual year. and that was a very unusual event, and you know, and they're not by themselves. So I, you know, I would think that they would take that into consideration. I don't know.
Well, where they're flustered is why 2 years ago they paid it in full, and now this year they're only paying the $10,000 fault. Where 1 year you're saying, okay, the city was liable in 2012, is what they're saying, and now they're saying we're not.
Times change.
So I went back and forth and asked why, and they said, well, because you guys made the improvements in 11, now you've done the alarm, the dial, generator, you know, you did these things to cover yourself, so we feel you've done enough. Mm-hmm. So what comes of that, I don't know.
What have they done? They 2 years ago they knew what was going to happen. So have they done anything to prevent this either? I mean, anything?
I've talked to them about putting a backflow valve, check valve in there.
Yeah.
I said that would be the best thing for you to do.
How long ago did you tell them that, Jared?
What's that?
How long ago did you tell them that? Just recently?
Well, right after this the first last, time? I think I've told them before, but I really did reiterate that this after this last time it happened. I think Craig even told him that too.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, you haven't done anything else.
Yeah, it's kind of like homeowners too. Like, say your sump pump failed. You know, I got $5,000 coverage. That's it. That's all insurance is going to give me, and that's it. And that, well, our coverage is $10,000.
And would you go raise hell with Home Depot where you bought the sump pump because it quit working? I think there's got
to be yeah, I know. It's a tough situation because we've had the problem, but yet, like I said, it's not like we haven't done anything to try to rectify it. I mean, it's a work in progress here, but
there's something. I don't know.
But we continue to do things to.
Is he the only one that's the deepest with a full basement over there?
I heard Biggest Hubert's house is the deepest one on that end. So I don't know.
Well, you just think.
Huh?
Some pumps still run over here.
Diggers?
No.
Concerts.
Oh, yeah? Well, see, back there, the water level is very high. Because when I was on David Avenue, that ran all the time.
Mayor, is that the house that you and I were at, where we got the sample?
That
fire?
Was Concerts, yeah. So anyhow, we'll have to see where the
I'll just explain to them that's what there. Insurance is paying, and I've done my part to try to get explanation as to why they're only paying that, and I'll explain their reasons why, and I guess it'll be left in their court as to what they want to pursue.
Well, we'll see what happens. Anything else pertaining their sewer systems?
Second.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
And second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.